if it wasn't for what you've been saying. Have you ever had the Lord to ask you to do, tell you to do something kind of dumb to your mind? I have. What you going to do? You going to stand there and go, ooh? Or you going to do that? What did he tell you to do? Amen. See, he see what you don't see. And he hears, he know what you don't know. So listen to this. Now, faith is a substance of thing hoped for, evidence of thing not seen, right? By it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed, how? By the word of God. See, by faith, you can understand that. But a person not of faith, they'll start saying like stuff, evolution. Well, where did evolution come from? You got to have a creator. It's something Satan conjured up. It's a lie that Satan conjured up and it's not working. Evolution never created nothing. It's just a delusion. Really, it's just a lie to deceive people and not accepting the truth. Scientists have discovered there had to be a creator. Many of them tried to deny it, but they kept searching and had to come right back to the scripture. Had to come right back to the scripture. Because evolution couldn't support what they were finding. Come on, y'all. I say evolution couldn't support it, what they were finding. But the word of God could. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen up now. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. So what you see is not made of what appear. It came from the unseen world. There's a world out there that you don't see. Are y'all hearing me? There's a world you don't see with these eyes. It's more real than what you are seeing with these eyes. This building, that you know, this building is sitting on ground. We walk out of this building on that, all that stuff hold you up. But it came from the word of God. The word of God put this here. Evidence. And we see it right here. Evidence. But evolution tried to take over and say, well, you know, it evolved out of this. It evolved. It evolved in the way it came out of God.
Amen.
So, listen. So, what are you going to do about your world? You've been created in the image and likeness of God. I'm going to say it again. You have been created in the image and likeness of God. And God said through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have what you say. So what you going to do? Now that we know and understand that what faith is, how do we get it and where do we get it from? All right. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can I just say it real plain? Faith come by hearing the word of God. I'm going to say it again. I'm paraphrasing so you can get it. Faith, if you want faith, it comes by hearing the word of God. It did, now listen, it did not say faith coming by having heard, but faith comes by hearing. That means every day you hear the word. Every day, because these words are life. Huh? They are life. God's word is life. and in them is no death at all. So if you want faith, you got to hear the word. How do you know you hear? Because a hearer will do. Be ye hearers of the word, not be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Hearers, you can tell when you have heard the word, you do what it says. Amen. Amen. So then Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why is that important? Because everything you get from God, you're gonna have to get it by faith. All right. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without it, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's why he gave you a measure of faith. You know, so it says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, the gift of God, not a work, lest any man should boast. Notice what it says, for by grace are you saved through faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself. It didn't come from you. It's a gift of God. Not a work, lest any man should boast. And then we find in Romans 12:3 says, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Why would God do all that? Because that's how you're going to live like God. That's how you're going to frame your world, with faith. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Now watch what Romans 10:8 says. But what says that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith. That is the word of faith which we preach. Notice that what we're preaching is words of faith. That means what I'm saying when I speak God's word, they're filled with God's faith. That's why you got to hear the word, because faith come by hearing. And the way you get faith, you get the word in your heart. Colossians 3:16 said, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonish. See, that's what the word will do. It'll teach, admonish you in psalms and hymns. Listen to this. Words must be spoken. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but words must be spoken. I don't care if you sing it. I don't care if you talk it. I don't care if you preach it. It still have to be said. You ever stand up before somebody and say, I'm going to sing you a song, and you're and they'll be looking at, what's he saying? What's he saying? What's he saying? I don't hear nothing. You know why? Because he didn't say anything. Words, whether you sing them, and that's why you find so many people is defiled or deceived, because Satan knew, if I could put a beat to it and put it in a song, they'll grab it up and they'll run with it. Come on. Turn the music up loud. Get me some boom boxes. I don't know what they call them now. I guess they call them joy boxes now, and they're not. But word must, in order for a word to be effective, it has to be spoken. Whew.